Welcome to the Nintendo Fusion Podcast, a podcast that fuses past, present, and future Nintendo thought. I'm David, accompanied by my friend, Jordan. Now, Jordan, where did Mario's cart go when he parked it in the wrong place?
Obviously, Lakitu stole it. It was going the wrong way.
It was going the wrong way. It probably fell off of a cliff or something, and so it had to get picked right back up. No, the answer I was looking for is it got towed.
Oh, no. I feel like we did this one already.
Did we? Well,
how did I miss it again?
Well, okay, here's another one. What did the green mushroom say to Luigi?
Have a one-up? I don't know.
Get a life. Oh. Pretty close.
All right.
These sure are top Mario jokes that score top points. Anyway, today in our excitement and hype for Mario Wonder, we're going to take a look back very quickly at the top 16 Mario games. What we're actually going to do is a bit of a tournament style where we have seeded various Mario games based off of their Metacritic scores. Now, as a quick little preface, there are some caveats we've made. The first being that we did not include spin-offs, we did not include sport games, we did not include the kart games, and we did not include the RPGs like Paper Mario or Mario and Luigi. But pretty much everything else is available on the list, and it's mostly the 2D and 3D platformers. Isn't that right?
Yeah. There are a few games that are technically main series games that, I mean, they're still platformers. Every main series game is a platformer.
Yeah, and we did opt to include Yoshi's Island because it is Super Mario World 2.
Yeah, it is technically a main series game.
Even though you play as Yoshi and Baby Mario, I guess.
Yeah, so instead of doing a tier list, we're going to do a bracket tournament. As David said, seeded by their Metacritic score so that we can have like the top seeded ones have easier chance of getting to the finals.
Yeah, exactly. And now, see, the scores range from a 97, with our top three games actually all having 97 points. And then the last game on the list has 84. So these are all pretty good Metacritic scores, right? We were going to include one that was like 75, but then we made a couple of adjustments.
Yeah, and then if David and I disagree on a game, we'll have ChatGPT break the tie.
It has to make a decision for us, and we'll see if we get to that point. So, well, anyway, Jordan, why don't you kick off our first round?
All right, so first round with seed 1 versus seed 16 is Mario Galaxy 2 versus Mario Bros. 2.
Now, this one feels kind of unfair because they're like two different styles of games and they are so spread apart in age, right? They both have a really great charm about them, right? Like, you know, there's that classic internet meme that's like, hey, did you know that Super Mario Bros. 2 is actually Doki Doki Panic, Jordan?
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, crazy. And I love Mario Bros. 2. It let us play as Peach and a bunch of different characters. But also Mario Galaxy 2 is just wonderful, you know?
Yeah, Galaxy 2, when it came out, it kind of blew my mind because it took the formula of like Mario Galaxy 1 and just added more creativity. It was just like as far as you can go with a gameplay first mentality. Gameplay over story. Like there is no story in Mario Galaxy 2. It is a collection of levels.
It really is.
Yeah, but like they did. That is where the most creative Galaxy levels are.
Yeah,
And the Galaxy engine is one of the best, probably the best engine Mario has ever had. There's one other engine I would say that like can compete with Mario Galaxy.
And we might just pit them against each other later on in the tournament.
With that said, Mario Bros. 2, man, I really, really, I have a lot of nostalgia for Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah, same here.
One of my first game systems was the NES with all three Marios, and Mario Bros. 2 was one of the ones I played. It's either that one or Mario Bros. 3 I played the most.
Yeah.
And Mario Bros. 2, despite like technically not being a Mario game, added a lot to the Mario franchise. It gave us Shy Guys, Ninjies. The Wart will eventually return. But more importantly, it gave us like a lot of the identity to the main four cast of Mario. That's where like Peach gained the float ability. Luigi jumps high.
Yeah, exactly. And like you got the different body shapes between Mario and Luigi as well for the first time.
Yeah.
And I mean, even Toad, who just apparently runs really, really, really fast.
Yeah, for being a game that isn't technically the main franchise, it added more to like the core identity of Mario than most of the games in the 80s and early 90s, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. But I will say I definitely played Mario Galaxy 2 a lot more than Super Mario Bros. 2, even though like I love the heck out of Mario Bros. 2. Galaxy is one that I've 100%ed, I think, twice, and is super nostalgic for me because it was in like those high school, middle school years where games really had a huge impact on me. And so, I mean, honestly, I would probably pick Mario Galaxy 2 over Super Mario Bros. 2. If only for that technicality. They're both phenomenal in my mind, though.
I love the cloud ability so much. It added so much for platforming. You can do so much. Oh, man. The final world in Mario Galaxy 2 is one of the best levels ever made for the Mario series.
Super challenging, super fun. Plus, they like remixed a Mario 64 world at one point. I love Galaxy 2 so much. And it's such a shame that it didn't make it into the Mario Bros. All-Stars.
Yeah, so. It doesn't make much sense that it didn't either, because they're just emulating the games, right? Like they have the emulator already, just dump the ROM onto it. It's not like you released it later anyway, so it's not like they're losing value.
Plus, they already did all of the texture up-resing stuff for Mario Galaxy HD, so it wouldn't have been that hard to extend it for Galaxy 2. Hopefully we'll get it in like the next pack, or maybe it'll be one of those games that has been getting HD efficacations. Probably not on the scale of Thousand Year Door, but maybe, you know, even the Pikmin games, because it already looks gorgeous and runs well. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to cast my vote, Jordan. I'm going to put down Mario Galaxy 2. What are you thinking?
I'm going to say Mario Galaxy 2 as well, as much as I love Mario Bros. 2.
Well, that was an easy win.
It is the Seed 16 versus Seed 1 matchup.
Yeah.
It's a hard matchup to be the underdog in.
Very difficult matchup. Sorry, Mario Bros. 2. We love you, but you're going to be left behind. All right. What's our next matchup, Jordan?
So the next matchup is at Seed 8. We have Super Mario 3D Land versus Seed 9, Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. We decided to combine Bowser's Fury and 3D World because we didn't want two 3D worlds on the bracket. It just makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think 3D World without Bowser's Fury actually scored a lot higher.
Yeah,
funnily enough. Which is surprising. This one actually has a bit of a dilemma for me, because if this was 3D World versus 3D Land, it'd be like a windmill slam 3D Land for me. Bowser's Fury throws a wrench into things for me.
Yeah. Now, see, I haven't played much of 3D Land, actually. I know it's like one of the best DS games out there and is a super good Mario game. And I've heard amazing things about it. And honestly, I'd love to play it at some point. But like, I played a lot of Mario 3D World, especially with some college friends. We would play together. And I really liked what I saw in Bowser's Fury. So this one's not as hard for me, per se. But like, I can totally see where you're coming from.
So my issue is, as I've said many, many times, 3D World is my least favorite Mario game. I cannot stand 3D World. It feels like a game that wasn't made by game developers. It was made by like market research groups. Where they just kind of like took the gimmick of, they took the engine of the previous Mario game, which is 3D Land, and then just like shoved in the gimmick of New Super Wii. Which just created all sorts of problems. Like, they did not really think through any of that, right?
Yeah.
So like 3D Land, it's like the first 3D Mario game on a handheld. It was designed around the 3DS and the limitations of that. You don't have a real joystick, and you only have one joystick. So you have a fixed camera because you don't have a second joystick to move a camera around. The nub instead of a joystick means you can't like have real control over how fast you run by like tilting the joystick. So you have a run button. And so they made the level design kind of like the original 2D Mario games where you're just trying to get to the flag, right? Mm-hmm. And that was largely because with this being a portable game, they didn't want the levels to be like these big, long, large, sprawling things. Because people are just going to pull it out of their pocket, maybe play a level and then put it back in their pocket.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, because it's on the 3DS, with the fixed screen, there's going to be issues with a fixed screen in a 3D game where you're going to have some depth issue. But with the 3DS had the 3D option where you can actually have real depth added to the game.
Which, as gimmicky as it was actually pretty cool.
Right.
I still appreciate it.
Now let's take all that, throw it all away, put it on the Wii U, do nothing with the gamepad, which is like the main thing we're supposed to be designing around. We have access to a real joystick. Ah, screw that. The 3D land didn't do it. So let's not do anything with that. Let's still have a run button. Let's not fix our fixed camera angle issue at all. Even though we have a second joystick, let's just ignore that. Let's not have the 3D option to fix depth issues. And then let's make it a multiplayer game. So all the levels have to be have like these they have to be longer, right? They have to have larger platforms to jump onto. So you get rid of a lot of the precision jumping that 3D Land had. And it was just like this experience that it didn't feel like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
I do not like base 3D world at all. Catsuit's fun.
Yeah.
It was a good ability. It added a lot of fun platforming stuff.
Right. And to add on to your point, like, I think when they ported it over to the Switch, they realized some of those mistakes and they like made the characters move faster and adjusted some of the jump mechanics a little bit. Like, and it was just enough to make it much more fun to play. So, yeah.
Like the 3D Land, 3D world engine is the weakest engine in my opinion, but it works for 3D Land because of the limitations of the device it was on.
Yeah.
On top of that, 3D Land has an amazing post-game world. Once you beat the game, then you unlock another world that's just as long as the main game, and it's all like really challenging levels. So you basically have like a master mode. It's not even master mode. I believe they're actually, it's been a while since I played 3D Land, so they might actually be the same levels again, but harder. But I'm pretty sure they're unique levels. No, 3D Land. 3D Land blows 3D World out of the water for me. Like it's not even close. The problem is Bowser's Fury is real good.
Yeah,
I really liked what they did with Bowser's Fury. It's kind of tech demo-ish, but I'm really excited for what the future of Mario will be because of Bowser's Fury. But as I've said in a previous review for Bowser's Fury, Bowser's Fury would be a better game if it wasn't tied to the 3D World engine.
Yeah.
The 3D World engine is like the worst part about Bowser's Fury.
So if you had to pick between the two, which would it be?
I'm going to say 3D Land. It's the game that feels like it was actually made by developers. Bowser's Fury feels like it was made with artistic intent. But it's also kind of a tech demo, right? 3D Land feels like a full experience. And 3D World is just awful. That's my vote. feel free to disagree with me. We could go to ChatGPT with this one.
Yeah, I'm asking ChatGPT right now. And of course, when I say, if you had to delete Mario 3D Land or Mario 3D World, which would you pick? And it's like, well, I don't have a personal preference, but I can provide you with some information. Like, no, please pick between the two of them. Randomly, if you have to. All right, if I have to choose randomly, let's go with deleting Mario 3D Land. So it picks a 3D World and Bowser's Fury.
Oh, I wish ChatGPT would be a bit more committal to its answers.
I know.
It doesn't want to insult anyone.
Yeah, because it's like, in its answer, it was like, the choice of which game to delete ultimately depends on your platform preference and gameplay style. If you prefer handheld gaming and enjoy a more traditional Mario experience, you might want to keep 3D Land. On the other hand, if you prefer multiplayer gaming and want a more cooperative experience, 3D World might be the better choice for you. Like, okay, Well, thanks for nothing, I guess. But anyway, we had it randomly choose. So I guess that means that 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, which, let's be real, it's more for Bowser's Fury.
Yeah.
Is moving on. All right. Well, what about our next matchup, Jordan?
So next matchup, we have Mario Bros. 3 versus Super Mario 64, seeded 13. Wow. Mario 64 is way further down the list than I expected.
Yeah. Mario 64 did not score super well. Metacritic has it at like an 85, which is not super huge. I don't know if that's like a retrospect thing or if people really just didn't appreciate it too much back then. I don't know. But this is such a hard matchup because on one hand, you have some of the best level designs in all of 2D Mario ever, aside from, I guess, maybe a lot of world. But in my opinion, I think 3 does a phenomenal job. And probably better than World, in my opinion. But then you have Mario 64, which like revolutionized gaming in general by being one of the first big 3D games. And I love both of these games to death. And it is going to be impossible for me to decide unless I hear your opinions, Jordan.
You're going to make me decide for you?
No, I just want to hear like what are you thinking? Because I guess Mario 64 has some of my favorite music in the entire series. Bomb on Battlefield just is such an amazing song. And I've been listening to jazz covers of Mario 64 music, which has been really fun because most Mario music is jazz, especially since it's so syncopated. But like one of the best moments in Mario 64 for me was beating the game and then getting the end credits song, which was so completely different from anything that was in the rest of the game that it like blew me away. Mario 64 also takes me back to my childhood, back when I didn't have my own video game console. I remember going over to friends' houses to play Mario 64 and other N64 games, but mostly Mario. And then also waking up early whenever we went up to my grandparents' cabin just to sneak down and play Mario 64 before anyone else woke up. So I guess maybe I would probably end up picking Mario 64 over Mario Bros. 3. But I am curious to hear your opinions.
I'm going to go with Mario Bros. 3.
Oh.
This one's actually not close for me.
Really?
Yeah. Mario 64 is fine. I never really got onto the hype train for Mario 64, even as a kid. I preferred other N64 games and felt like Mario 64 got more of the spotlight than a lot of the other games that I preferred. But Mario Bros. 3 is probably my favorite 2D Mario game. It has no bad levels. It's just pure fun from beginning to end. I love the maps. I love the items. I love the level design, the P running ability where you can start flying on a whim. Yeah. Like I said, I don't know if I played this one more or not over Mario Bros. 2. I played both of them a lot as a kid. But I do prefer Mario Bros. 3 over Mario Bros. 2. The only 2D game that might compete with Mario Bros. 3 for me is Super Mario World, which we'll see if that matchup actually happens.
Yeah.
Mario 64 is good.
It is good.
I just feel like it's been eclipsed by every other 3D Mario game after it.
That's so true. And Super Mario Bros. 3 really does hold up so well. And I do love it. And I actually played it almost as much as Mario 64. Like, I remember loving the music. I thought that a lot of the suits were really clever. I loved the frog suit because it actually made swimming fun in a Mario game. Honestly, I think I'd have to agree with you. Like, from a personal preference, like, I'd probably boot up Mario 64 over Mario Bros. 3. But from, like, an actual, like, review perspective and iconic perspective, I guess. Honestly, I would probably pick Mario Bros. 3.
Yeah. It also did a lot for the identity. I mean, Mario 64 did the most for the identity of Mario. So I guess that's not much of a point. Like,
yeah, but
Mario 64 is where like Mario kind of came to life.
Yeah. And honestly, I would say, though, that Tanuki suit, or at least like Tanuki hat, not the full suit, like the hat and the tail, in my mind is more iconic than the flying cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to go with Mario Bros. 3. Okay. Locking it in. That's our
There's going to be some angry people already.
Yeah.
Mario 64 did not make it out of the first round.
But hey, it was up against Mario Bros. 3, one of the best 2D platformers of all time. So. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm just surprised that Mario 64 ranked as low as it did.
Yeah, and that's Metacritic's fault, not ours. If it was up against, say, one of these in our next match, it probably would have won. Because our next match here is Mario Sunshine versus New Super Mario Bros. Wii. I just got to say, Mario 64, I think, would definitely be Mario Bros. Wii. Are we agreed on that? Like,
yeah, just, okay. The new Soup games are not going to do well on this bracket. I'll say that.
No, they're pitted against some pretty good titles. But anyway, I really, really, really love Sunshine as well. Honestly, I probably like Sunshine better than Mario 64, yep. Even after all the praise I gave Mario 64. Sure, Mario's controls are super janky when he doesn't have Flood. But the fact that they gave him Flood for hovering really makes platforming a lot more fun and interesting, especially since you can like completely break sequences and stuff with Flood, which is just wonderful. But I also feel like Mario Sunshine did the whole interesting level design, but then also had the same type of blocky challenge levels that Mario 64 did really well. And so Sunshine, in my book, is just better than Mario 64. Plus, it was one of the first games I ever owned for myself, and I love it to death. And Delfino Plaza's music is so iconic, and I think it is more fun to explore Delfino Plaza than it is to explore Peach's Castle. But we're comparing this to New Soup Wii. And,
yeah, I was going to say, you're crossing the
brackets. Hey, I'm just justifying my answer here, okay? Like, yeah, I don't think Mario 64 would have made it out of this matchup either. But New Soup Wii, like, I have a lot of great memories playing that with my siblings and my friends. I really liked a lot of the level designs. The propeller hat is really fun and iconic from that game. But I honestly prefer 3D Mario games over 2D anyway. And Sunshine is just a better made game, in my opinion.
New Soup Wii, when it came out, I really liked it. It's kind of gotten soured in my mind because of what came after. largely it ruined 3D World and afterwards we started getting really still 2D Mario games because they just New Soup Wii just did really well commercially, and so Nintendo just really tried to recreate that success and just never got it to work again. But each time it did it very, very similar to New Soup Wii. So it's really hard to differentiate New Soup Wii from like the failures that came after it.
Yeah. Like New Soup U.
Yeah. And New Soup U and 3D World are the two. New Soup Wii is kind of responsible for the death of 2D Mario.
Yeah. And I would also say it is responsible in part for the planification of Mario as well.
Yeah.
Like New Soup Wii is where things really started to be locked into a very specific visual style.
Yeah. So like if this was 2009 and I was just playing New Soup Wii as a brand new game, not knowing the future, I really do like New Soup Wii. I think the level designs are actually pretty good. They have some level of creativity, more so than some of the games that came after. But it was kind of like the end of an era for Mario in a way.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a good swan song. It was like it was kind of the game that decided to just end Mario. I don't know. I have to give it to Sunshine. I really enjoy Sunshine. The 3D like platforming. The movement options in Sunshine are just an absolute blast.
Yeah, even if they are pretty janky at times.
Yeah, and like the game gets really bugged and broken sometimes, but
like the pachinko machine level, that is the worst thing they've ever made.
Yeah, my only issues with Sunshine is a lot of the worlds start to feel kind of repetitive aesthetically, just because they're all tropical island areas. Yep. And then also like the bugginess of the game sometimes gets in the way.
And you can also kind of tell that they started running out of ideas, maybe not running out of ideas, but were more pressed for time on release. And so you didn't get a ton of unique individual stars like we did in Mario 64 and then later the Galaxy games. The shrines, you then got a huge chunk of them through the blue coins. And the blue coins are a pain in the butt to find and a pain in the butt to remember which ones you actually got. So it's like, which level am I missing blue coins from? You have to like go and look up a guide. And then in some cases you have to go to like every single blue coin location just if you were trying to 100% complete it. It's fun if you don't care about 100% completion. It's like, oh, neat, a fun little secret. Or, oh, I beat this small little time trial. And it just adds like a little extra flair, a little extra collectability into the levels. And so I think it's fine in that regard. But the fact that so many of the shrines are based around the blue coin mechanic, it's like, yeah, there's not as much content as you would hope. But you know, Jordan, you and I really like collectathons. We're big fans of Banjo, so it's fine.
Sunshine is one of my favorite Mario games. Just the movement options and the collectabilities. It's also just the most unique Mario game.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I love it. And I want another game with Flood eventually.
Yeah. So if I'm going to decide between the most creative, one of the most creative Mario games and one of the least creative Mario games, I'm going to choose Sunshine.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to give it to Sunshine too. So Sunshine will move on. Bye bye, New Soup Wii.
This is a matchup.
Yeah. Whew.
So what do we got? Next one is Mario Galaxy Seed 2 versus Seed 15. Super Mario Brothers, the OG. Oh, can't really argue that Mario Bros. Is definitely the most influential game in the franchise.
Well, yeah. I mean, it has one of the best tutorials in all of gaming ever. Like, that first level teaches you so much without saying a single thing. Like, oh, nothing happens until you press left. Oh, if you don't jump in time, you die to an enemy. Oh, if you don't jump over this pit, you die. Like, there are so many things that they teach you in that first level, and it's so expertly crafted, and it's amazing what they were able to pull off for the very first Super Mario game. Like, yeah, you had the Mario Bros. Arcade game and Donkey Kong. The Mario character existed before this game, but this was the game that really, like, kickstarted the franchise and became this super iconic hit. Plus, everybody in the world knows the Mario Bros. Theme.
Yeah. This is still, to this day, it's the second best-selling Mario game. The best one being Mario Kart 8.
Which is ridiculous.
Anyway. And it's not even, like, close. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure third place is, like, distant third in terms of sales. Like, this isn't just like what kickstarted Mario as a franchise. This is kind of the reason why Nintendo became such a household name.
Yeah.
As a company. With but that said,
go ahead.
Mario Galaxy is one of the most creative Mario games.
And ever. It is a powerhouse. It has incredible, iconic music. It has really great level design. It has super tight movement. I mean, it just has like everything. Great power-ups, great levels, really kind of interesting lore if you're into that. I mean, it's not much, but it's kind of fun to hear Rosalina's story. And it just felt epic at the time, right? Like, oh, not only are you saving Peach from Bowser in his castle, you're traveling across these galaxies in order to find Peach. And the scale just feels amazing.
There's also not really any downtime. Like, as soon as they do a level, the very next level has like new ideas, and then another level with completely new ideas. And it just keeps, it doesn't like sit in one place for too long.
I mean, sure, you have multiple stars in like the same world / galaxy, but each of those stars is different and has a different idea. Yeah. I mean, it makes me really think that the reason why they chose Galaxy is so they could do such stylistically different worlds with those unique and interesting ideas.
Yeah.
Even if you had to do that what was it, that like surfing racing game where you could only use the motion controls to control?
Well, with so many different ideas for levels, you're going to have some stinkers in there.
That's true. Oh, same with the like golf ones where you have to hold the stick straight up and move it like it's a joystick.
Yeah, they also had to implement, they had to sell the Wii as a gimmick, right? So they,
they did. But like
motion control stuff.
The giant mecha toy thing that Bowser Jr.'s on, I think. That was such a fun and creative level in the Toy Time Galaxy. And like all the Daredevil comets that give that extra level of challenge. Like some of those purple coin levels are brutal, trying to get enough coins to get the star. Plus you have like the Daredevil comets that make it so that you have to beat the level without taking damage. Oh man. There was a lot of great stuff going on in Galaxy. This is a really tough decision.
I'm going to go with Galaxy. Mario Bros. Is one of the most influential games ever made. But we already kicked out the second most influential Mario game with Mario 64.
And this is a rough matchup. And again, we can just blame Metacritic because honestly, I'd give it to Galaxy 2. I played Galaxy a lot more than I played the original Super Mario Bros., even though I love it and it's so iconic, and I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I had an NES for my first system with the first three Mario Bros. Games, and Mario Bros. Wasn't even able to keep up with the other two games on my playtime.
Yeah. I mean, Mario Bros. 3 is honestly a better Mario Bros., in my opinion.
I mean, Mario Bros. 3 is when they learned game design.
Hey, the game design was really good in the first level.
All right, let me rephrase that. Level design.
Level design. There you go. Because, I mean, if you really get down to the nitty gritty with Mario Bros., like, as you play through some of the levels, they literally copied and pasted the same levels, but they made it harder by having Bullet Bill shoot at you or having a Lucky 2 follow you. Like, they reused a lot of the same ideas, but just made it harder.
I also am not a huge fan of the warp pipe system. Because it kind of just erased so much of the game.
Yeah, once you learn that secret, like, a kid is not going to play through all of the levels. They're just going to jump to the hardest level and then just die and give up on the game, which is what I did when I was little. I'm going straight to the end. And then I just could never beat it when I was little. So anyway, I think that this is a well-deserved win for Mario Odyssey or Galaxy. Excuse me. Anyway, sorry, original Super Mario Bros. Fans. Also, I'm incredibly impressed with the speedrunning community. I think there are only two levels left in the game that on individual time speedruns are not at the same level as the TAS. I think there are only two levels where they're like just a handful of frames off from the TAS. Every other level has been matched. It's insane. All right, well, our next matchup, we're cruising, is Yoshi's Island versus New Super Mario Bros. I'm going to be honest, most of my same complaints about New Super Mario Bros. Wii kind of apply to New Super Mario Bros. I think that it was more fun and novel on the DS, especially with the gigantic and tiny mushrooms. But I just feel like Yoshi's Island is more creative and interesting for me. I think that having Yoshi with like the baby Mario is great. And the level design, I think, is better. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a ton to say.
I love Yoshi's Island. It's one of my favorite Super Nintendo games. New Soup, the original New Soup felt, man, remember the time when New Soup felt like a refreshing, like, breath of fresh air?
Well, it's because we hadn't gotten a 3D game since.
Well, 2D since, game.
Or, a 2D game since Mario World.
I mean, technically we got the Game Boy ones, but they're not that great.
The Game Boy ones are basically just the collection from the SNES just thrown onto the Game Boy
Advance. There was Mario Land or whatever, right?
Oh, right, Mario Land on the actual Game Boy, not the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah
which none which of
even then that
list.
Was a long time ago.
But anyway, I do remember when New Soup felt refreshing and new.
It gave us it gave us more 2D Mario, but also it gave us the wall jump.
Yeah, it did. I had forgotten about that.
But I'm trying to give like some points to Mario Bros, but this is an easy Yoshi's Island for me.
Well, and also, Jordan, I have to say Mario 64 actually did the wall jump before New Soup did.
All right. So this is the first 2D game to do the wall jump.
Yeah. But no, I totally agree. Yoshi's Island, and it's not even close.
Yeah. And like Yoshi's Island, there's been a few Yoshi's Islands where they tried to replicate the game, but like the level design in the new one, it just doesn't feel hit right. The level design in the original Yoshi's Island is real good.
It is super good. Plus, they had to have like an entire extra graphics chip on that cartridge so that you could do the fuzzy level. So that it could calculate like the wavy, dreamy drug state. The SNES couldn't handle it on its own, so they put a whole chip in the cartridge.
Just think about how much money they spent just to have like wavy drug.
It's pretty great. It deserves this spot, if only for that. All right, well, let's move on here. Coming in at seed 3 versus seed 14, we have Mario Odyssey versus New Soup U. This is an easy one. I think we can just go ahead and say Odyssey. Yeah.
Get out of here, New Soup U.
Like, honestly, I feel like we need our own Odyssey episode because Odyssey is one of my favorite Mario games of all time now. And I mean, most Mario games are among like my favorites, but I just love Odyssey so much. It brought back 3D Mario in the exploration way and did it better than Mario 64 and Sunshine did. Plus added all sorts of really crazy good movement mechanics and techniques with a beautiful engine and actual new like races and species to join in the world of Mario. Plus, the capture mechanic is just one of the coolest things that they've ever done. Who doesn't want to turn into a gigantic dinosaur for a few minutes? It's just awesome.
Yeah, and the capture mechanic has the best movement options in any game, period. It is the best engine for Mario, in my
opinion. Easy. Easily. I agree.
And they did what I've always wanted Mario to do, and that was the banjo route with stars, where they're kind of around the world, and it's more of an open world game. Just go get what you want. Mario Odyssey, easy grand slam. It's the game that kind of like brought an end to kind of the dark ages of Mario, as I would put it.
Yeah.
Whereas New Soup U is like in the thick of the dark ages of Mario.
Yeah, I think I've played like 5 levels at New Soup U and was like, I don't want to ever touch this game again.
Mario Odyssey is the enlightenment for Mario.
It is. I mean, the acorn suit was pretty interesting for New Soup U. Like, that's cool and everything, but it does not even hold a candle to Odyssey.
New Soup U adds nothing.
No, it doesn't.
Nothing. This is the most... This and 3D World, in my opinion, are the reasons why the Wii U failed.
That's a bold statement.
Every successful Nintendo system has had a Mario game as like the killer app early in its lifetime. And the Wii U didn't have that despite having 2 Mario games.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I guess New Soup U gave us the memes with Toadette. Or whatever.
Well, that wasn't until the re-release on the Switch.
Yeah, that is all that is added. It still blows my mind that New Soup U has sold like over 10 million copies on the Switch.
Yeah,
it's I don't get it.
And that it's critically better than the original Mario Bros. According to Metacritic.
It also has a New Super Luigi Bros. Or whatever,
which
are some harder levels, which is good. It's fine.
Yeah. But I don't care enough.
I just remember when they announced the Wii U and they're like, don't worry, we still have like a hardcore gamers in mind. We have New Soup U. I was like, what are you talking about, Reggie?
Reggie, we miss you, Reggie. But man, those were
sometimes that, he that just had to speak marketing and like,
yeah,
just had to do his job.
He couldn't just be the taking names, whatever his introduction was. Or he's like, I'm a gamer like the rest of you. I mean, the best line he ever gave was, all right, that's all the time we've got. I've got to go back and play Animal Crossing New Leaf on my 3DS.
Yeah. Like, clearly what happened was Nintendo saw that New Soup Wii sold like, what, 30 million copies. It was absolutely insane. Like, how do we do a quick turnaround for our brand new system that's coming out pretty quick here? Let's just basically do New Soup Wii again and have a budget of $10 and do nothing creative. This is the kind of game that feels like it was made by market research and executives, not by creatives.
Whereas Mario Odyssey really feels like you got the people that grew up with Mario 64 and Sunshine at Nintendo working on games, and they made something absolutely phenomenal. So easy win for Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
All right. The final matchup in our round one is Super Mario World coming in at seed 6, and at seed 11, Super Mario Maker. And we're lumping in Mario Maker 1 and 2. They actually got the same score, and they're essentially the same game. Yes, there are some differences. Yes, 2 is missing some things from 1, but yeah, we'll consider them the same game. I would like to kind of start off by saying I think Mario Maker is something that the community needed. And it honestly brought some new life to the Wii U. Like, I remember when that came out, you actually had streamers trying to play Mario, even with Nintendo's super weird YouTube and streaming stance, where they were like, we own like 30% of the revenue that you make off of our games. And it's like, this is stupid and ridiculous, and this is why nobody plays your games. But like, it was still really fun to see Mario Maker come onto the scene like that. I also really appreciate the tools that it gives for people to create their own levels. They most likely made Mario Maker in response to the popularity or the rising popularity of like Kaizo levels for Super Mario World. Made it kind of more official with some very specific mechanics and useful tools, and just made it really easy because you could just draw and paint different things. Mario Maker 2 came out and it has a lot of really great stuff. But the problem with Mario Maker 2 is that Nintendo abandoned the game really early on. They gave like one or two updates that added some new stuff, but then just nothing since. Which makes me worried that we're not going to get a Mario Maker 3, because who knows what Nintendo's thinking about it.
To be fair, one of those updates was real good. You could make an entire game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The level editor.
Yeah, you can make the world entire editor, world. Yeah. Yeah, there was a world editor.
And that was quite good, yes. But, you know, the style options was like additional modes, and it had like plural S, and then there was just one, and it was, what was it, Mario 3D World style, and then they never added another one, even though it had a plural S, and everyone's like, oh, they definitely had plans for another one, and then it never happened. But
this is a tough matchup.
Yeah, it is really tough. But you compare this with Super Mario World, and Mario World is one of the best games ever made, in my opinion. Like, it's really good. It has really solid mechanics. And it's so good that people have modded the heck out of the game and made really great Kaizo levels because it has a great physics engine. I wasn't one that really played a bunch of Super Mario World. I didn't really have access to an SNES as much as I did an NES or an N64. So for me, Mario World's a little lower, even though I love it and its music and its design. So I would probably end up giving this to Mario Maker. But that's just
I think that's fair. Like, Mario Maker breathed new life into the Mario franchise as it was dying on the fumes of Mario Bros. U and 3D World.
It at least let other people be creative.
Yeah. Nintendo couldn't figure out how to make Mario games anymore, so the community had to do it for them.
Yeah. So I think it's fair for both of us to say Mario Maker, right?
Oh, man. But World.
Yeah, World is good.
World is, like I said, it's probably the only game that can compete against Mario Bros. 3 for me.
Yeah.
In the 2D space.
It is difficult.
It gave us Yoshi. It gave us Yoshi. Oh, man. This one hurts. I'm going to go with Mario Maker. I spent so many hours playing Mario Maker. It gave me the ability to create whatever I want out of Mario. Yeah. I remember when Mario Maker came out, I was like, why would we ever need another 2D Mario game again?
Yeah, everybody can just make them.
Yeah, so we'll find out tomorrow how true that statement was.
Right. So excited for Wonder. But anyway. All right. Well, let's just give it to Mario Maker. And
yeah, that is a painful one.
That is a painful one. I agree. OK, well, that concludes our first round. So now we'll go into round two.
I will say Mario Maker is our one upset.
Yeah. It is, actually.
I guess technically 3D World is an upset, but it was like one seed difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Maker is our
upset. Maybe Metacritic is onto something.
Maybe they are, actually. Well, let's kind of blow through the rest of these rounds here, Jordan. I think we've talked quite a bit about why we love certain games, so now it's just a matter of comparing them. Since we've been kind of we're running out of time.
And this is gonna be an easy matchup this first
yeah. You know, just so this episode doesn't turn into like a 2 hour long tournament style. But yeah, let's go ahead and move on to the second round. Coming up, we've got Mario Galaxy 2 versus Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. I think we both can say without even any discussion.
Get out of here, 3D World. Get out of here. How are you with the second round?
See ya. Easy peasy. And like, there's no comparison.
Yeah. Galaxy 2. Like, Bowser's Fury is great, but I'm waiting for when they do a full game of that.
Yes. A full experience. I agree. All right. Next up, Mario Bros. 3 versus Sunshine.
Ooh. This one's actually kind of hard.
This is seed 4 versus seed 5.
I'm going to go with Mario Bros. 3. I'd have to
agree with you. I'm going to agree with you.
I love Sunshine, but Sunshine is janky, whereas Mario Bros. 3 is like basically 2D perfection.
Yeah, it's one of the best games on the NES, period.
I generally like 3D Mario more than 2D Mario.
I do too. But Mario Bros. 3, man, it's too good.
It's also the one game like kind of holding up 2D. 2D's legacy right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now we've got Mario Galaxy versus Yoshi's Island. And for me, I'm going to say Mario Galaxy as much as I like Yoshi's Island.
It's not even close. I love Yoshi's Island. I think it's a really creative experiment. But Mario Galaxy is the second best engine in Mario and was just creative. One of the most creative games ever made.
I completely agree with that. And I've played Galaxy far more than I ever played Yoshi's Island. All right. To finish off round two, we've got Odyssey versus Mario Maker. And for me, Odyssey, no question.
Yeah. Odyssey is probably my favorite Mario game. If Mario Bros. 3 is 2D perfected, Mario Odyssey is 3D perfected for me.
Yeah, I agree, honestly. Okay, round three. Round three. This leads into the semifinals, so the quarterfinals. We have Mario Galaxy 2 versus Mario Bros. 3.
Oh.
Yeah. That stopped us both in our tracks there for a second.
Yeah, this one's rough. I'm going to go with Mario Bros. 3.
Honestly, I will too. I love Galaxy 2, but I just think that Mario Bros. 3 is just a little bit better in some ways.
Mario Bros. 3 is just so tight.
It really is.
In all of its design. It's just amazing that it was made in the 80s and it still holds up to today.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas Galaxy 2, it's really fun. It has one of the best engines in Mario history. And usually I am a gameplay first kind of guy, but Mario Galaxy 2 probably took that a bit too far.
Yeah, they just kind of did whatever they wanted.
It is a collection of levels. It is a giant DLC pack before Nintendo did DLC.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I'll give it to Mario Bros. 3 because it feels like a better game itself. Plus, it still has a lot of the choice where you can kind of pick what levels you want to do, kind of like Galaxy 2 had with the branching paths and like the world selector. So I think it fits really well that we pick Mario Bros. 3 versus Galaxy 2. I'm happy with that choice, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit of an upset.
It is a bit of an upset. Yeah. Okay, and then the next one is Mario Galaxy versus Mario Odyssey.
Kill your darling here.
It's Odyssey for me.
It's Odyssey?
I pick Odyssey.
Yeah. Galaxy blows my mind.
But Odyssey is more of what I wanted from 3D Mario than what Galaxy
Odyssey
provided.
Went beyond what I could have. Like, Mario Galaxy was what I wanted out of Mario, and Mario Odyssey went beyond what I could imagine for Mario.
It took that collectathon stuff that I loved from Banjo so much with like the good platforming and fused it with Mario. Plus, like, instead of having hat transformations, it let you turn into other objects and creatures. And that just felt so much more satisfying to me, even though I absolutely love Galaxy. So,
yeah, Galaxy is really creative, but Mario Odyssey, like, they just let the creatives go wild with that game.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely was made by Mario fans. Right. Who were just given free reign to do whatever they wanted.
Plus, it had like the right number of world levels. And so everything felt like connected more so than Sunshine did, you know, for example. And like Galaxy had a whole bunch of different zones and areas, whereas Odyssey had just the right amount with different unique things about each area that it just felt so right.
Yeah. And I can't imagine a 3D platformer having a better engine than Odyssey for movement. It's just, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Galaxy kind of gets hurt by being a bit easy and then also has a lot of gimmicks.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't stop Galaxy from being a 10 out of 10 game. It's just that it's going against Odyssey, which is one of the best games ever made.
Which I can't believe Metacritic had them scored the same.
I mean, 97 is pretty much like as high as you can get.
Right. So I guess it's not Metacritic's fault. It's like whatever journalists out there that were like, I give this game a 4 or whatever.
Yeah, you'll get the random journalist that's just trying to get attention by doing bad reviews.
All right. Well, that leads us to our championship, the finals round. We have Mario Bros. 3 versus Mario Odyssey.
This is a fitting fight. It's old school versus new school, 2D versus 3D.
Perfect.
It kind of just shows that Mario's just always been a good franchise and has excelled in both 2D and 3D fronts.
It absolutely has. And while I think that Mario Bros. 3 is my favorite of the 2D Mario games, and it has like really awesome level design, great mechanics, great physics, I honestly just have to give it to Odyssey because nothing held my attention more, other than like Zelda and probably the Xenoblade games, than Mario Odyssey did when it came out. I was glued to my Switch for like 2 weeks while I 100%ed that game. And I haven't done that since like Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, and like Xenoblade 2. So for me, it goes to Odyssey.
Oh, it's not even close. Like, I love Mario Bros. 3, but Odyssey is in like the stratosphere. It's like Mario Bros. 3 is like a triple S tier game. Mario Odyssey has like 20 S's. Like it's going to be hard for the next 3D Mario to beat Odyssey.
Which is why we were all like, where's Odyssey 2? You know,
yeah, we were just expecting the same them engine. To do Odyssey 2, because how do you make something that tops it that's wholly unique?
You have to have even tighter, better level design with the same or a slightly improved engine. Like, that's really the only way you can do it.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Nintendo has written themselves into a corner here, or designed themselves in a corner, which is what we said with Mario Galaxy, and now here we are. But it took them like, what, like 15 years, 12 years?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, we got Odyssey in what, 2017?
I guess, when was Galaxy? 2007? So I guess 10 years. We might not get another game that competes with Odyssey until 2027.
Which is insane to me. But hey, it took them since, I guess, the first New Soup game to reimagine Mario Bros. 2D with Wonder. And I've seen amazing things from Wonder. Like, I had to cut Wonder out from the list. Wonder already is in like 8th place out of all of the Mario games at a 93. Whereas Odyssey, Galaxy 2, those were like 97s. So it's up there for sure. Though Mario Advance 4, Mario Bros. 3 is higher by 1 point, which is interesting that our Mario Bros. 3 seed is just barely above Wonder. But I think Wonder will do amazing things to reigniting the 2D side of the franchise.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Mario Wonder. I'm really hoping that it is more unique and not as much new soup as it might be. But we'll see.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But anyway, we'll have to wait until the next episode to talk about Mario Wonder, which releases, I guess, tonight in like a couple hours for us.
Yep, 3 hours. I wonder if GameStop will have a midnight release.
Probably not. It's not as big as Zelda, but.
So then the question is, do I download it?
I'm probably just going to pick it up tomorrow on my way home. Well, anyway, congratulations to Super Mario Odyssey. I had a feeling it was going to win the whole thing as I was putting this together.
Mario Odyssey just kind of like blitzed through. It also had its first matchup was really easy.
Oh, yeah. Super great game, really fun. Maybe one day we'll do like a retrospective episode on Odyssey. Maybe after the Switch 2 comes out, so we can go back to it.
Yeah. And it will obviously be right before Odyssey 2 comes out.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we're super excited for Wonder. And honestly, I think that this tournament was a really fun way to talk about Mario. Great idea, Jordan. You came up with it earlier this week. I think we should definitely do a tournament like this for maybe Zelda games. I'm trying to think of what game franchises in Nintendo have enough games for a 16.
I mean, we could even do an game. 8. Like, this one went over an hour for 16 games. I was worried because, like, so it's 15 matchups, so you want to be around 3 minutes to get a 45-minute episode.
Yeah, so we went a little bit over. So Zelda, we could definitely do 16, but like Metroid, that'd probably be 8. Pokemon, we'd fuse together the different things, so that would probably be 8 as well.
I think Pokemon could easily do 16 if you put in Arceus and
That's true.
And remakes,
Mystery Dungeon, and yeah. Anyway, we'll discuss that internally and come up with another tournament style episode sometime in the near future. But for now, you can look forward to us talking about Wonder in the next episode. But yeah, is there anything else to talk about, Jordan?
I think I'm good. Ready for Wonder.
Ready for Wonder.
I'm ready for the return of 2D Mario games.
Yes, please.
It's been over 10 years since Mario Bros. U.
It's been a long time. Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Nintendo Fusion Podcast. We sure appreciate you and appreciate listening. Please be sure to check out our Discord by going to nintendofusion.com/discord. That'll get you right into our server. And of course, like this episode, rate us on whatever podcasting app you're using, and be sure to share with your friends because it helps the show get out. But with all that said, thanks again for listening to the Nintendo Fusion Podcast, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
See ya.